So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Today is the 9th, so we 9 days into 2026.
Yes. Yep.
And a lot of people try to do a little, I guess, I don't want to call it a new thing, but they got a trend where, analog trends, where they try to go into the next year and only use certain things and kind of ditch the electronics
and all that
type of stuff. So it was a poll that, found a lot of Americans trying to get on board with this. So I'm going to go through the top 10 lists of things people want to get back to.
All right, I like this.
I want to see if it's something y'all would be like, hey, I wouldn't mind doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see myself doing that. Number one on the list is using an actual notebook for notes.
I'm trying to do that.
I think Reggie do that a lot, too.
I do it every day.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You don't take notes on your phone?
My phone, I'm just obviously like everybody else. Everything I put on my calendar, I use my phone so much. I'm talking about like when I'm at my desk at night or in the mornings, you know, I'm always writing stuff down.
That's hard for me now, man.
Really?
Yeah, I try to write something the other day. I'm just like, ooh.
I say I do it every day. When I'm at my desk,
You try to write using real notes.
Yeah. The bad thing about using the real notes is I often will write like on a loose sheet of paper and then accidentally recycle it. Or I'll write it in my notebook, but my notebook does not come with me everywhere.
Right.
And so sometimes you need to catch that note. But I think one of the things I've always believed, especially for myself, but I think it's a general thing. However, it's tough to speak for everybody else. I think you do better of like getting that thought trapped into your brain by actually having the physical act with it.
When I'm writing it down on my desk, a lot of times it kind of resurfaces here, even though it's still sitting at my desk, you know, whatever the note or stat or whatever.
By the way, going back to the rodeo announcement of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's Co Wetzel. Pronounced Co.
Well, I told you I didn't know him.
I know.
How did you pronounce it?
I think I might have pronounced the A. It might have been Coe.
Okay, gotcha.
Shout out to Co.
Okay. What about reading books? Not the e-books, not
physical books.
Listening to a book, but physical books.
I do that. However, I'm actually a lot more amenable to like to digital books or even audiobooks. Have you seen all the conversation about is listening to an audiobook reading?
I kind of mess around with my wife like that because she do audiobooks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Get in the car and just listening to a book. I'm like, this ain't read no, you ain't read no book. I always mess around with it. But I think at this point, I mean, you got through the book.
I mixed bag for me, by the way. Sometimes audio, sometimes, you know, if I have the time, I'll read. But I'll put that whole conversation, my thought on it is, it's the same thing as reading in terms of your mind and your imagination.
Yes. There's actually studies that have substantiated that.
What about this? Lopez, you brought you brought up how you use the digital calendars and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about using a paper calendar?
Absolutely not.
Decades.
Absolutely.
We used to have one back here. Oh, we still got one.
It's
right
still
here.
Up there. Yeah. That's 2025, isn't it? Oh, no, it's actually 26?
2026.
Yeah. Who updated that?
Salute to T-Mill.
I was like, ain't no way.
He got to be the only one.
I can almost tell you the exact date I stopped using calendars.
Oh, really? What was it?
It was in August of 2007.
Is that because it's still up there?
No.
It still say that.
Never got rid of it.
I used to use planners. Remember the daily planners?
Oh, yeah.
I was awful
at planners.
I use those planners all the time. And in my office, I have every planner from like
1989. Jeez.
Stacked up. It's like the size of, it's like 6-7 feet high.
Yeah.
And the top one, it says 07.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. What about playing physical games?
Oh, like actually playing Monopoly or something? Well, I would never play Monopoly. It's a game for bad people. But yeah, like actually physically playing games. I haven't done that as
much
recently. What?
On vacation.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. Really? Yeah,
I thought you were saying that was the name of a game.
No, I never even thought about playing board games on vacation. Yeah.
Well, not like going to...
But when you're just off?
Not if I'm going to Costa Rica, but if we're spending a long weekend...
Is it windy in Costa Rica?
Huh?
Is it windy?
No, hopefully not. Right. I don't know.
Hey, all the vacation spots, I got to make sure
it's
that you know.
It's not like Aruba.
What's the wind like? Yeah, Aruba windy, man. You can't
Costa
go there.
Rica.
Oh, have fun.
How many people do you think know what the hell we're talking about? I'm going to say something like that.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Ron the Show Hughley went to vacation in Aruba. And John was like, ugh, it's too windy over there.
The first thing that he mentions when he heard Aruba is like, oh, that's just
And oh, by
really
the way,
windy.
What did Ron say when he got back? Yeah, it was.
He said he enjoyed his vacation.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
But
he said he drank a lot of them colorful drinks.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Like on a long weekend down at Rance Pass or something.
Okay. I got you. Using an alarm clock. Not the alarm clock on your phone, but a real clock.
No.
You out on that one?
I was a physical alarm clock user for a long time.
Yeah, me too.
No, the phone actually works so much better.
I actually have a physical clock in my room, but I don't use it for an alarm.
Yeah.
I think it would piss me off. Mm-hmm. I got to physically get up.
Get up.
To turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would kind of tick me off. Writing letters.
Ooh, I wish I had the right answer for this.
You could still write all the time. That's what I'm saying. That shouldn't be an issue for you.
Part of it is my handwriting is so bad. A lot of times I'll just send an email or a text.
Boo.
I've got horrible handwriting.
Writing
a letter is not worth it unless it's handwritten.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. Yeah. Well, I think you can make it work if you typed it out, but you have to add other flourishes. Like you have to use an actual wax stamp.
Maybe.
To close it, add something nice. And that's the reason why. If I was being honest, it's such a good idea, but I'm being honest about myself. I am too lazy for that. The effort that it takes to do that, I am unwilling to do. And I recognize what it says about me, and I'm judging myself as well.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I be kind of struggling whenever I get my wife a card. I'll be trying to write a nice little long note in there.
It's hard.
I'll be like, man. I'm like, man, I should have just print this up and just stick it on
you
on
end
top
up with
the card.
The words are really big and they start getting real small.
When you run out, you got to go down the side.
Don't let me mess up on something. I'm like, oh, man, it's over.
Got to get a new card.
Yeah. I just scribble it out. Yeah. What about using the old school planner?
Well, I just said mine. 1989 to 2007.
That planner will be in my backpack.
Every single day.
I tried that a couple years ago, man. Just keep trying to write stuff down. I never used it.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a regular watch, not a smart watch, but just a regular real watch.
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. Because my smart watch, it doesn't do all that much. I think a lot of people, well, maybe not. I shouldn't speak for it, but at least some people that I know, the smartwatch is just for the tracking capabilities that it gives you.
I don't understand why I'm wearing a smartwatch. I got the Apple Watch. I don't do anything with it.
Yeah, I will see the message.
You don't use it for your phone?
Well, I do. I'll see the message on my watch and then pull out my phone, which is just an extra step.
I took that off.
Really?
I took that notification off. I'm like, I don't really need it like that.
Oh, yeah, you should take that off.
Let me
hold on to that for you. I got you.
Never really worn jewelry.
It's an Apple Watch, Rich.
You know this. I've never really worn jewelry, never worn watches.
It sells the same.
Never worn Apple Watches, never worn my wedding ring. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. How's your wife feel about that?
She's fine now.
All right, what about analog music? So records, CDs.
Big fan.
Radio.
Huge fan
of
that.
A lot of people are listening to the radio right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm a big fan of radio, but I am. No, big fan of this. I acknowledge the buddy it requires. And I'll get in my little runs of getting vinyl records, but then I'll stop for a while because I'm just like, yeah, that's probably not the best way to use your money right now, Reggie. Mm-hmm. But no, I think that there's absolutely value. I'm big on the idea of physical media, especially because when it's digital, they could take it away from you.
Something about that white noise, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, that record sound when you drop the needle?
Yeah. Honestly, I like that noise with a cassette tape, too.
Yeah.
You kind of hear that with a cassette
tape. Cassettes don't get that love? Like, the vinyl records are getting love. Cassettes don't get that love.
Yeah, they're trying to make a comeback. I don't think it was. I went to a couple concerts, and this guy, salute to Fat Tony, he actually
That's
had
not
some
a real person.
That's a real person.
Lopez, that's not a real person.
And he's not fat. That's the funny part about it.
All right.
And the last one, actual cameras, like real cameras.
Like disposable cameras?
Mm-hmm. No, not disposable. Like you have a camera.
Okay. Not a camera phone, not a digital camera, but like real, just a camera.
I would use it for wildlife, you know, something like that, but
that's
not.
Such an old man response.
No.
When I go birding.
Well.
Yeah, you're looking at the bird that's
right
there.
I'll have it in Costa Rica.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I'll get y'all out of here on this. So imagine getting caught cheating in a viral video from a restaurant.
Can't.
That's exactly what happened. So one man said a restaurant posted a promotional TikTok video.
Okay.
And it showed him dining with another woman.
Oh, it was an accident.
Yeah, it was that. He wasn't trying to be in it.
Yeah.
It was just imagine going in the restaurant and they shooting content to kind of promote.
Wow.
And so it showed him dining with another woman who wasn't his wife.
This is like the concert.
You know? Pretty much.
Yeah.
So the video went viral. The wife saw it. And now he's suing the restaurant, claiming that they violated his privacy and destroyed his personal life. So the funny part is they wasn't trying to get him.
Yeah, it was an accident.
They ain't put a camera in his face and say, hey, tell me about the food. And they were just showing the restaurant. Say, hey, come dine in the restaurant. They probably thought that was his wife he was eating with. But he's currently suing the restaurant. So I got to ask y'all the question. Do you think is the restaurant wrong for this?
No.
Or is the guy wrong for the obvious?
The question I would ask, and if there's any lawyers.
They ain't get his permission to nothing.
Right. If there's any lawyers, that's the thing that I ask is like, is this just you're in public and there's not a reasonable expectation of privacy? Is that what would be the ruling here?
As long as they didn't make it into like an actual commercial that they paid for. Like if this was just a social media post, sorry.
Hey, keep your head on a swivel, baby.
Yeah, you're out
this
there.
Ain't the 1950s where you could have a whole nother family across the street. You better be on your P's and Q's if you're stepping out.
But if this was like they put it on television or whatever, video on some platforms, and they paid for it as an advertisement, and this is my restaurant, and you have people in there that didn't consent, then he might have a case.
But see, it'd be a little tricky because even up here at the radio station, we got signs that say, hey, you're, when you walk up here, you're, you know, you might be recorded, you know, for our purposes type stuff.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this restaurant or restaurants going forward had to put signs on the door and stuff like that.
I'm siding with
because radio. I wonder if the lawyer could kind of get something out of this. Like,
well, he's going to try.
You know what the lawyer's getting out of this?
Find the loophole.
Billable hours. That's what the lawyer's getting out of this. He's like, yeah, I'll take this case.
So you don't think it's a loophole in this where the restaurant could be wrong?
I don't think so, though, but there might be.
I don't know that he's getting this.
No, he ain't
gonna... I don't know that he's getting that. Yeah. I mean, also, I kind of don't respect him for going about it this way. Mm-hmm. All right, if you're going to be stepping out, you got to understand the game you're playing. And this is a charge it to the game occasion if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, to me, this is just going out fighting.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I lost everything. I might as well try to sue.
Which is nasty business. Like, be an adult. You was out here stepping out. You got caught. That's the game, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want this, stay at the house, you know?
Yeah. Or don't take the girl out publicly like that, man.
Yeah,
you
that's
kind of
brazen
else.
Too, man.
Yeah, that's brave enough, man.
Yeah,
That's one reason alone not to cheat, because you never know who see you.
And I want to make it clear, we are talking pretty openly about this, but I believe that the stance of In the Loop here on Sports Radio 610 is that you should not cheat on your partner. I feel like that is the take.
Not in public.
Okay, all right. I didn't need the addition, but thank you for that.
Just don't do it in public.
What a fool. Who would cheat in public like that?
I love that. Not in public.
That is Figgy's mixtape. You hear it
as nobody see it. That's
1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right. No, it's not an if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's not what the quote means, old school the Trey. All right, coming up next, we get ready to draft the weekend on what should be a really fun weekend of sports before we talk to the fellas of the drive out at the Boomer Jackson Cade. We'll do that next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.